Okay, so moving around in what is an incredibly busy Windrush Square, the opening of Windrush Square here in Brixton. Please come down. There's events through until around 4-5 this afternoon and also tomorrow, although I think the weather is not so great tomorrow, so I'd come now. And I'm really pleased I've got some time with Susie, who is a founder member of the Brixton Pound. Now, the Brixton Pound has had a lot of publicity locally, some nationally, but I think it needs a bit more. So please, Susie, do explain, how basically does the Brixton Pound work?
Okay, the Brixton Pound is a currency in Brixton, so you can spend it in about 150 local shops and businesses and retailers. And it works just as if you're going to France. You're going to swap your sterling in for Brixton Pounds and then go and spend it in all the businesses in Brixton. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a very real economy, and so you actually exchange sterling.
Yeah.
And we have our own very, very Brixton Pound notes.
Yes.
And you can use these in local shops. Yes, and it is local. So, yeah. Although we've got a Tesco here, which, yeah, we need to support some kind of like local shops. But Tesco's obviously hasn't got local roots or local foundations. So the Brixton Pound is taken in genuine local businesses, which I think is great.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose we're trying to make people think that actually local independent businesses are really fundamental to the economy. And I'm not saying that Tesco's isn't, but that Tesco runs really efficient and lean operations. So they don't actually, they employ lots of people, but they employ less people overall than the independent traders. And we're also saying that if you look at where your money goes when you spend it in one of the largest stores, a lot of that money will drain out of the area. And not only will it leave Brixton, but a lot of it will go to fund those operations like advertising, shareholders, and all those things which actually independent traders don't necessarily do. And we say that's much more important. The second thing is we say that not only is Brixton Pound worth more than a pound because of those important things that independent retailers do, but it's also worth more to consumers. So when you get a Brixton Pound, you can look out for all the special offers and discounts that those businesses are offering to Brixton Pound users. So that's why we think it's really important.
So I'm thinking it must have been a huge, huge operation to have this established.
Yeah.
Is that worth mentioning as well, how the actual economics and how the logistics were to get the Brixton Pound accepted as a legal tender, please?
Yes, but we're not actually accepted as a legal tender, so nobody has to take it, which is really interesting. It means that actually people are taking it, businesses take it, people use it because they believe in it, they have confidence in it, and they believe it's worth something. There's nothing on the Brixton Pound which says that the Bank of England will, you know, redeem that Brixton Pound. But to be honest, if you look at a normal banknote, it says that you can redeem it for another pound sterling. We'd argue that that's actually not necessarily that valuable if we do have any kind of economic crisis. And maybe in Brixton we're trying to build something slightly different. A currency that's backed by local connections, by local businesses, and that's much more sustainable. Not that we're trying to challenge sterling, we're just saying that this is an alternative and will work alongside sterling for a very different reason.
So if people want to go and purchase or get hold of some Brixton Pounds, where can they pick them up from, please?
Yes, if they can pick them up from us today, or normally there are lots of different issuing points in Brixton. So Morley's on the High Street, through to smaller cafes like Rosie's Cafe, Sesame's Deli in Herne Hill, Ollie's Fish Experience in Herne Hill. There's A&L Hardware Shop on Acre Lane. There's also, excitingly, Olive Morris House are now an issuing point as well. There's some others. There's about 9 issuing points, basically.
And you've also got a website.
Got a website, and most importantly as well, ask for Brixton Pound in change. If you're going shopping and you're spending Brixton Pound, even if you're not, if you're in a place that accepts Brixton Pounds, get it in your change and you can go from there.
So today, really, it's a Windrush Square, Susie. It's just raising the profile of the Brixton Pound.
Yeah,
So people can come down, have a chat, see what's going off. I've tasted also some wonderful chilli sauce.
Brixton Pound sauce, yep.
That's fantastic.
Exactly.
That's seen me through the
afternoon.
Money
that sticks to Brixton and sauce that sticks to your chips.
Yeah, so the Brixton Pound, look at the website and Facebook, Twitter, all over the place.
Yeah.
Susie, thank you for your time. That's very
okay,
kind.
Okay, lovely. Thanks so much. It's great.